because it was two schools, the new school had only opened, I think, about barely a year when I got my headship. In fact, it was quite interesting because the office wasn't set up at all. It was just an empty room. It wasn't even a bit of furniture in it. And I appointed a secretary in the May, and she took her post up from the May. But
was
I didn't
start. She a local lady?
She was a local lady, Mrs. Whitehouse, who doesn't live in the village now, but she lived in the Glade. And she, Jessie, as everybody knew her, she took over. She went and got all the furniture and everything by begging and borrowing. She'd worked for the education office, so she knew all the people there.
So she set it up from the beginning, which must have been quite nice for her.
Which was very helpful for me and very helpful for her, to be honest. We didn't even have a filing cabinet.
No.
So, as regards the buildings, the new school was open plan, although it was two separate areas of open plan. So you had an infant area and a junior area. So you had sections that flowed into each other. As regards the old school had been one large room. Originally it was a barn. It was converted from a barn, with an addition, which was the kitchen and the library room. And the large barn area was partitioned off with a sliding partition, which sounds very Victorian and did look Victorian. But in fact, we moved the partition back every day because that was our dining room.
Right.
As well.
And were there school meals made on the premises?
Yes,
we had
a kitchen.
Yes.
And the cook, in fact, when I first went there, she would come in about 8:30 and work till, it would be about 3. And she had a kitchen assistant who came in at 9 and she would work till 2. And then the whole system changed, whereby they brought in food which was pre-prepared, in the sense that it already peeled potatoes, things, sort of things. So she lost a lot of hours, and she would come in then at about 9 o'clock and she would finish at 2. And the assistant didn't come in till 11:30, and all she did was help with serving and washing up.
Right.
And so it was
really
just
a big change.
Yes, it was a big change. And Cookie Achi, as we called her, our last one, was very, very important in the school. She had every child, at the beginning of every year, she would ask me for a list of birthdays of all the children, which I would give her.
Oh, that's lovely, isn't it?
And then she prepared a bun. Every time it was their birthday, they'd get a bun in their place with their name on and a face. Nice bun, which was rather nice. She also introduced a system whereby when we had the new entry in September or in January or Easter, she would actually invite the parents of the new children in for a meal, and they would sit with the children and have a meal, and then she'd give them coffee afterwards, and then they could ask her any questions. And we found, because of that, I think we had about 85% of the children at school meals, which was phenomenal at that time, which was good. And it did mean that it was like a family occasion. It was the only time, other than assemblies, when the whole school got together.